Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Susan Krebs is making her first appearance on our program today. She's not only a jazz vocalist, but also a performance artist that's been able to share her gift with the world and has seen the way that people have been responding to it. She has a new project that's out now called Simple Gifts with the Susan Krebs Chamber Band. We're going to talk to her not only about the new project, but also hear some of the music from it and let you guys know how you can stay connected with Susan and keep up with what's coming up next for her. Susan, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. We're glad you could join us.
Well, hi, Cyrus. Good to be here.
Well, you know, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I have to say, when I first heard about your project, I fell in love with it, simply from the name, because I have to, you know, I think so many times it's the simple things in life that we take for granted. And when people see the cover of the album, I'm sure they will understand why. I mean, you have those beautiful apples there. And I think, you know, for those of us on the radio dial here in Mississippi, you know, we know what it's like to be able to enjoy the little things like that. What has it been like for you to be able to share the simple things through music and to see the way that your audience has ever responded to it?
Well, you know, yes, and I totally concur with you about the simple gifts, and that we live in a world now where we almost learn to live with, we don't need a lot of stuff. We don't keep needing a lot of stuff. Less is more, as they say. And I learned that with this chamber band is a simple, different form of instrumentation, because we were doing salons, music salons with poetry and spoken word in my home. And I couldn't really fit in a drum kit and a big upright bass. So, and we were also doing some music from the 19th century, and I wanted a violin and viola. So that's how the group came together, with this more pared down, I guess, and not your normal jazz trio. And the audiences that would come, and my home can hold like 25 people comfortably, this kind of acoustic group in this very intimate setting just seemed to fully engage people, as well as us as the musicians, and has become quite a hit around, kind of an underground hit, as it were, kind of a cult following for people hungry for this kind of, you know, entertainment and engagement in an intimate, simple way. And so that's one way to look at it. And the reason the Simple Gifts title is from a Shaker hymn by Elder Joseph Brackett in 1848. And we all kind of know that hymn from our childhoods or various churches or events that we've been to over our lives. And in one of our salons, which was based on the theme Enough, What is Enough, this was the closer of the salon, and a sing-along. People just really understand and get the tune and love singing it as kind of an affirmation to live simply, you know.
Right.
And that's where, you know, you can get very, it's hard for me to articulate it, but I think you hear it in the music, the way we went at it, so.
Exactly. And, you know, and not only I hear it and your listeners hear it, the critics hear it as well, Susan. One of the interesting quotes I noticed when I was prepping for this segment came from Joe Ross of blogcritics.org. And he said, talking about you, he said, Krebs' music wraps itself around the listener like a big hug.
Uh-huh.
How can one not enjoy the whole grain, organic pleasure of jazz classics about spring love, flowers, and stars? And I have to agree with that, especially on a project like what we hear with Simple Gifts, because, you know, it is very obvious that you love it. Do you think that is what we feel, as you were just articulating there, that's what we actually feel in the actual music?
Oh, well, hon, my job is done, because that's really my intent, and I think any artist's intent is to come from your own authenticity, your own experience of what living is about, and share that with folks and hope it resonates in them in a more universal way as well. And so that really tickles me. Thanks. Thanks,
yeah,
for reminding
me.
And I usually only, you know, I sing and do music about stuff that resonates with me, that interests me, that allows me to express something that I feel, you know. So
right, exactly. And you are in good company. I noticed also when I was prepping for this with you today, Susan, that you actually have been with someone who I had an opportunity to be able to interview last year, and that was Sheila Jordan. I had her on the program last year, and we were talking about the book about her, Jazz Child.
Oh, yeah.
And about her amazing journey. What was that like for you to not only to be able to consider her a friend, but also to be able to learn from her?
Well, you know, I have to first of all say that Sheila is such an extraordinary person, as well as that she's a great jazz musician, but she's really kind of an evolved, wise woman and guru slash teacher to thousands of people around the world. She travels all the time, which is kind of amazing. I think she's 86 now. And she has friends and students and she around the world who love her dearly like I do, and she has mentored so many people and inspired them, not only about the music, but how to live a good life. And you know, I'm not alone in calling Sheila my friend and my mentor and a great teacher on so many different levels. So she's really one of the great Americans, and I was so glad that she got the NEA Jazz Medal, I guess it was 2 years ago now, you know, because she certainly deserved it. But, yeah, she was a treat, wasn't she, to interview? I mean, she's,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's so
and
full
truly,
of life.
And so humbling as well. I mean,
she's
definitely.
She's got really the humility. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, the way she is a teaching for everybody, the way she is and how she deals with everybody with quite an open heart and a great sense of humor. And a joy, so much joy is what you really, she emanates, and it's contagious, and it's a great reference point for the rest of us.
For sure, for sure. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Susan Krebs is our guest for this segment. We're talking to her not only about her own love of life, but also what it's been like for her to share her journey as a jazz vocalist with the world. She's doing it now with the chamber band and the new project, Simple Gifts. We're going to be actually hearing music from that here in just a moment. You know, if you had to say for yourself, as you look at your body of work over the years, Susan, let's just say, you know, even over the past decade, I mean, where, you know, when you look at a project that you've done, like What Am I Here For? Or Everything Must Change. What do you think is different from those two projects and Simple Gifts?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, one of the main things is that this chamber band is an unusual instrumentation for under the big heading of jazz in a way, although there's a lot more of this chamber jazz going on. A lot more house concerts going on because the venues have started to dry up. So that's the reality of that. But so this band is piano and percussion, not a drum kit, but percussion, and a woodwinds player who can play, you know, anything with a reed and flutes, and a violin player, and then vocal. So that's not your typical jazz group, which my other records have been with, except I have another project called Jazz Aviary, which is a multimedia concert that's also a CD, and that's excuse me, and that's a celebration of birds and the universal music we share. That's the title, and that was a six-piece band. That was a sextet, and so really, that's the basic difference is that, and that the music came out of. The music for Simple Gifts was evolved out of these salons that I've been holding for 2 or 3 years in my home, and then we felt like we wanted to go into the studio and make a recording because the music had really begun to grow and was interesting. So that's how
right.
That's the difference.
Well, if people go to your Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/Susan Krebs Music, they'll see a picture there in your cover photo, Susan, of you there performing. It's very obvious you're performing there. You see the band there around you. You can see the audience in the foreground. Do you like that intimate setting? Does that make it more of a real experience for you to have that intimacy like that?
Well, sure. Well, I mean, really, for sure. I mean, it's different. You know, you can, it can be really fun and at a club, you know, which is just a, as you know, is a different vibe and atmosphere. And when you have, you bring people into your home, or and we have done these salons in other people's lovely homes that have good pianos. I don't know. It just, it seemed to work in the 19th century. I mean, that was always my, I got so tickled. It was, you know, for a while I didn't even want to amplify anything. I didn't, I wanted to sing acoustically. And we had to, at some point, we did have to plug in a microphone for me and very low so that the guys could play all the dynamics they wanted with their instruments, which are acoustic. So that's the one change then from playing in a club. You really feel like you're playing with your friends and you're playing for friends and friends of friends in your living room, in your home, in your parlor. It's, you know, it's parlor music. And in the olden days, before electricity and all the radio and television and everything, this is how people amused themselves and entertained themselves, was in their homes. Everybody had a piano, and somebody always knew how to play that piano or play a violin or offer some poetry. And people would, it was a slower time, and people would sip sherry, I guess, or drink tea. And it's just a very nice way to, you know, have a Sunday afternoon hang with your friends and people. And we usually do these on Sunday afternoon, and it's, I don't know, it just seems very civilized to me.
And it does for other people as well. Again, everyone, Susan Krebs is joining us today. We're talking about her newest project, though. It's Simple Gifts that she did with the chamber band as well. Let's go into our first selection we're going to be hearing here, Susan, and that is So Many Stars. What can you tell us about this song?
Okay, well, first of all, this is a tune by the Bergmans. The lyrics are by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, and the music is by Sergio Mendez, who many people might know and remember and listen to. And this tune came from a salon that, you know, most of my salons have a theme, and the theme was Out of This World, the Moon and Other Celestials, and this was one of the tunes from that salon, and it moves right along. This is one of my favorite tracks, actually.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, we'll tell you a little bit later. You can get the entire project, Simple Gifts, for yourself. But here is So Many Stars. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Susan right after this.
Many stars.
There you have Susan Krebs with so many stars from her new project, Simple Gifts. We've been talking with Susan today not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. We'll be telling you a little bit later how you can get Simple Gifts for yourself. You know, we began this conversation, Susan, talking about this journey for you, not only as a jazz vocalist, but also as a performance artist, and you've been able to do these things that you love. With a project like Simple Gifts, is it a reminder for you even about the importance of the simple things in life and what really matters?
Well, yes. Yes, it is, Cyrus. You know, as you get older, and I'm getting older, which I'm in good health and happy to be here and glad to be alive, but, you know, as you're more and more aware of that the time in front of you perhaps is shorter than you would like, I just, you know, there's certain things you realize you don't need anymore. There's certain people you realize you don't need anymore. There's, you know, stuff you don't put up with anymore. There's, you know, you just start letting go and sloughing a little bit and simplifying your life. And I think that's the process that I've been in a more intent way in the past, I'd say 5 or 10 years. So yes, that's all I can say to you. And I live pretty simply. I try to live simply. I mean, I feel like I treat myself a lot, and I live a very good, privileged artist life, I must say, because I get to do what it is I want to do. So in that way, I'm very, very privileged. So I think that's the only way I can answer you. I think most people have their own idea of what simplicity is for them. Everybody defines it differently, and what one needs. Some people need something that other people may not need, and you come to find that. But I think we are raised, particularly maybe in this culture, to acquire, you know, to have a lot of stuff, to need more and more stuff, and to not be okay if we don't have, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And that has changed for me as I've grown older. It's just you start to realize what's important for you to live well.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to share that as well. We're going to hear one more selection from the new project, Simple Gifts, and then let our listeners know how they can get it for themselves. Susan, that single is called Throw It Away. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, now, this is a wonderful tune from one of our great artists and singer-songwriters who left us 3 or 4 years ago, Abby Lincoln, who's a great, wise woman and a very fully self-empowered person, and she has a huge body of work that I keep. I just, all of her songs so speak to me. And this tune came from the Salon, again, that was based on What is Enough, exploring the concept of what is enough. And this is Abby's sort of answer to that, and that's what this is about.
All right. Well, here it is, Throw It Away. We'll be back with our final moments with Susan right after this.
Let the sun shine through. them with a gentle kind of motion, and as it moves across the land, and the hands unclenched and open, gifts of light and love it brings. So keep your hand wide open if you need anything. Give your love, live your life each and every day. Keep your hand wide open, let the sun shine through, 'cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you.
From the new project, Simple Gifts, a powerful selection, as is the entire project, Susan. Congratulations to all of you on it. You have a great website that's set up where our listeners can kind of stay connected with everything going on with you and easily be able to support the music as well. Why don't you give that website up for our listeners?
Okay. Thank you, Cyrus. You're such a gentleman. I really appreciate it. SusanKrebsMusic.com. is where you can, that's pretty much the overview, and you can check out the tracks from this record and on the other four records, and there's videos and photos and reviews and all the your basic stuff. And of course I am on Facebook, which is Susan Krebs Music on Facebook, and I'm sure they can find me. I'm hoping they can find me.
And, I think they will be able to for sure.
And if they'd like to purchase the record, the CD, or download it, you can do that through my website on the music page, or you can go right to CD Baby and iTunes or any a lot of those downloadable places, as well as Amazon. But I prefer if you want to do it through CD Baby and iTunes if possible. But, yes, you can buy this music, and I would be delighted.
So make sure you all are supporting the project. Congratulations to you, Susan, and thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'll love to have you back on.
Anytime, Cyrus, just keep me posted. Thank you so much, and good luck with this wonderful series you're doing. It's a wonderful thing for the culture. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Our radio audience, stay where you are. There's more to come at the bottom of the hour. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.